God bless you. The Lord be our strong tower this day as we seek the deeper mysteries and revelations of His Word, as we thank the Lord for our faith. Christianity, as basic Christianity, can be explained in a minute of time. Love God, love His people, serve the Lord and the brethren, the spirit of peace. And in all cases, as you would have done to you, do also to others. Then with true conviction of heart, confess the name of Jesus for salvation. Identify with Christ by baptism, and there you have it. The Lord's Prayer, that's brief, and it's being the model for the act of prayer. You can repeat it in about 25, 30 seconds. And those are the essentials of our faith, and all the rest is based upon these matters being at the center of your being and at the heart of every scriptural precept. But yet there's so much more to grow in. For God, while He gives you the basics that lead to salvation and life, He does not limit your potential for growth. And thus we have an entire Bible to draw upon in its historical, prophetic, and doctrinal content, as the gospel is a growth process, a seeking and finding of the limitless God that inhabits not only heaven and earth, but also the praises of His people. That being ever true, this is Brother Ryan speaking to you once again in gladness of heart to be sharing the good news with you once more to my brothers and sisters, wherever they may be. So we'll speak under the title once again as for me, and this would be the final part, as we're just using the connecting phrase of as for me to tie some spiritual thoughts together that express our willingness to go the extra mile in Christ, to make the choice of Joshua, who once proclaimed, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What admonishing Israel to choose this day whom you will serve. Those choices are set before every generation, every nation, every kindred, tribe, and tongue. And these decisions change our life for the better, as so spoken by David the psalmist, who said, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me." And calling upon the Lord, as Asaph did when he got into the sanctuary from Psalm 73, that saved him from his despair, for he had said, "But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped." Then in process of time, we came to Jeremiah the prophet, who submitted himself to a higher will and put his own life in the Lord's hands, telling the princes of Judah, "As for me, do with me as seems good to you," after delivering the message that he had for that hour and for that age. And that brings us to our final chapter for the week, and the one I save for last, for there are moments in Scripture when the Almighty Himself, Jehovah God El Shaddai, speaks on His own behalf in the similar language of "as for me." And of course, we'll draw upon those instances shortly. The wonderful thing about God and His Word, and God is His Word, is that the Word, it speaks for itself, even as the Lord will proclaim Himself, having done so before Moses and the Exodus generation, by saying, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, even as He is a God of justice who will by no means clear the guilty, who have not sought repentance. God does these things and tells you who He is, and by doing so, He tells you who you can be as one of His children. By setting the standard of holiness, He sets the goal for us to come up higher in His will. And by proclaiming His mercy and forgiveness, that encourages us to be of the same exact mindset. As the Word of God has a voice, if only we'll hear what the Spirit is speaking to the churches, which of course is the revelation message of the Lord through John to each and every faithful hearer and doer, to have an ear for what's inspired and what's spoken and written. And there's no lack of vision with the Lord. There's no shortage of wisdom. There's no shortage of his voice, but there is a lack of hearing, and people need to hear, which brought about the foundation of the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, to the intent that all would hear the gospel to the very ends of the earth. And God will speak yet in the thundering voice of Psalms 29 with the voice that is upon the waters. And the Creator has always spoken to us through the witness of nature and through what he's revealed to we who comprise the assembly of the saints. And that's evident. For what does the word say about itself? Psalms 19 and verse 7 declares, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." And that's what makes the word perfect. It changes people for the better. If it teaches you the name of Jesus and puts your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's exactly what it was designed to do. And that strengthens the soul. And God does speak on his own behalf, as Joshua did, as David did, as Jeremiah did. And that matters to the whole of humanity. It's the one thing that really does matter. That God desires to speak for himself shows from the Garden of Eden when he walked beside the man and the woman, giving instruction on the precept of obedience as he warned of the partaking of the other source of wisdom in the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They already had all the good, and the only knowledge that could be gained from the forbidden tree was evil. So the word is our tree of life, as all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for every doctrine, every reproof of correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and the woman may be perfect in this manner, perfectly covered by the blood of Jesus, and blessed to be of good service unto all works. So, Lord, speak to us. For your servant heareth, as a young Samuel once said at the beginning of his service to the Lord. I want to turn for scripture reference to Genesis chapter 17 and from the first verse and read this. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram, or Abram, if you prefer, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations, which led to a name change in the next verse. So walk before me and be perfect. Not that Abram was perfect of himself. You can't achieve perfection on your own, but if you follow after the Lord, who is the sum of all living wisdom, then you are on the perfect pathway. And this is truly one of the amazing moments of Scripture in a book of amazements and miracles, that El Shaddai himself would take on theophany form and speak unto a man of flesh and bone and deliver a promise in the following verses to verify what we find written here, to get him to be a type of father figure to many nations, a type of turning point in the history of faith. There were certainly others before him that served the purpose of faith, like Enoch and Noah, to name a few. But through Abraham, God chose the way that would lead to Christ. The Lord of all the earth spoke to his chosen seed as friend to friend by saying, As for me, my covenant is with you. Now, what could show the compassion of the Lord and his desire to bless his children more than this? That desire shows from the beginning with Adam, but it was Abraham's line that would lead to David, who would receive a covenant blessing that fulfilled itself in the birth of a Savior. Therefore, as for me, my covenant is with thee. Astounding of what we were given, as those who inherit these blessings by the just shall walk by faith promise are made so by the Creator's doing. It's the Creator speaking these words. And out of all the voices you've ever heard, in 99 years to this point in Abraham's life, God Almighty says, this is me talking. It is I. It is literally, I am. When Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, was he influenced by knowledge of this statement? It certainly would reflect down the line in the generations in Joshua's service and his leadership of all that he'd observed and learned after the passing of Moses. So then, as for me, the I speak for myself statement, of course, that kind of implies that you'll hear other voices in your life, but this voice is the one you need to live by. Ever remember who it is that's speaking to you. This is personal. This is on a one-to-one basis. And the word as written is meant to convey that. Though it is a gift to many, take it personally. My covenant is with you. And in Isaiah chapter 59, we'll go there next. Therefore, here we see with Abraham a new beginning, and it requires a change of name, which gave him a different status. And that means something. The promise of Revelation 2:17 is to be given a new Whitestone name. That's a promise that's set before all of us. The Almighty himself takes on a name that he alone knows in Revelation 19 and verse 12. God is showing us who he was, who he is, and of who he will be in the future, as he's always the word of God, past, present, and future. So the greatness of the covenant given by the God who speaks for himself, it extends to this level. We are covenant people if we walk by faith. And the promise contained here in this, as for me, saying is given in specific to one person, but then to his seed down through the ages, but by the faith that Abraham walked by, which applies to us all. For as Peter delivered in Acts 10, verse 35, in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. God made that faith walk possible. And along that straight and narrow way, God renews his promises to the generations that follow. As we'll see in our next As For Me declaration that comes from the giver of all blessings in the prophet Isaiah in chapter 59. In the admonishing of Israel and Judah and the surrounding context of the Messiah promise verses that lead to Jesus, we have this sworn covenant in Isaiah 59 and verse 21. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. God has promised, as for me, this is my covenant with them, that the Redeemer will come to Zion, and his words will be among them. Those of faith out of Israel and the nations will hear the word of the Lord, and it'll have a forever effect. Then the Lord kept that promise in Christ, and he's keeping it even now, even as we speak at this moment. And from the west to the rising of the sun in the east, when the hour is at the darkest, God's voice will be heard. His covenant will be kept, and there shall be light. Even in the days of the sixth seal judgments, there will be a light, a hope that shines, and that redeeming spirit will turn transgression from Jacob. And we all share in this hope. We all share in the promise of a covenant. God, who is the spirit of truth, will be worshiped by everyone from east to west, those of Abraham's seed too. And when you worship God, you're literally worshiping truth itself. For the life of the absolute truth is the Lord of hosts himself. And truth isn't just a word in a dictionary or an abstract thought. Truth is alive, and truth has a soul. Truth has a will. It has a way. And truth has a voice, a divine purpose to its expressions. It's in the very fabric of creation, existent beyond and before the physical worlds were framed. Truth is eternal. It cannot pass away. It lives of itself. It is, I am. And these verses display the nature of the God of truth, for judgment is there against the enemy. When the Spirit of the Lord lifts up the banner, a battle flag to rally around, which is in verse 19 of the same chapter, it will be a standard that fights back against the enemy. And mercy is also found for those that turn from transgression. And the God of judgment and mercy is also the keeper of his promises, done so on a very personal level, as given in our title emphasis of As For Me. As a redeemer has come, one who pays the price for another. And that was the mission of Christ accomplished on the cross. Now, as for me, this is my covenant with them. Now, God could have chosen any way to express himself that he desired. He was God. But he chose this way to reveal his nature by speaking to us as one of us, by his spoken, then written word. And as for me, I'm thankful for the witness. I'm thankful that we're not appointed under wrath. I'm thankful that you are the same, of the same heart of belief that says, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. I'm thankful to be in the service of people who value, above all, the Spirit of the Lord being among them. So may God encourage, exhort, and edify you all as we walk the pilgrim's pathway that leads to the Savior's side, and keep a hold of God's word. Remember God's promises. Remember God's covenant. And remember how they were delivered in a voice that speaks to us on our level of understanding as we search the deepest mysteries of the Almighty God. Stay blessed forever in Jesus' name, and peace be unto you.